Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Yo, it's your boy 40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, I'm your boy K-Stucky76.
And we are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get your scumbag news every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow, and a five-star rating. Be sure to catch the Scumbag Lounge on Dollar Radio online on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Hearts of the Streets Radio TV on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. Follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at the Scumbag Lounge at Gmail. What up, Sly?
What's happening?
Not much, man. Back at it again.
Yeah, man.
How was your week?
No. Ain't too much, man. Wait a minute. No, something did happen. What happened this week? Damn. I had something on my mind. I forgot.
My bad. Something on your mind. Forgot already.
Man. You know, old age, man.
Yeah.
War injury.
Word, man.
War injury.
Well.
The week, other than that, the week was cool, man. Got us... spend a little time with the grandbaby a little bit.
Word. That's always good.
You know, and Brave Boy, something. It'll come to me, man. But yeah, how was yours, bro?
It was good, man. Far that was chill. Work was chill. Had plenty of early days at work. So, shit been busy doing shit for them. Our little show we got, Street Hot Podcast. You know, if we should be dropping a new episode, I think, on Monday. So y'all make sure y'all go to Hustle Streets Radio TV on YouTube and check the episode out. We had D'Angelo and Xavier in. So other than that, man, my week been chill.
Yeah, man, ain't too much. It was something, though, but, man, you know, weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get used to the damn time change.
Yeah, that shit
throw my ass off, bro.
Yeah, that shit fucking everybody up.
Man.
Everybody.
Man, what you talking about, man? Damn.
When I partake in a little bit of the St. Patty Day celebrations this weekend. Witness a white on white crime at the St. Patty Day. Well, it happened right before I got there, the white on white crime. I just so glad it wasn't us. This time,
yeah. You know what we do now. Yeah, we'll turn over some tables
and for throw sure, some shit. Man. So,
outside of that, man, you know what's Saint? What is Patty? It's actually today, right?
When is it? Yesterday? What is 17th?
Shit, I thought it was 15th. Hell, I ain't know, man. One of them days.
Yeah.
One of these days here. Well, happy Saint Patty Day to who all applies to you know, time of drinking.
I still want to get
cold
in.
Beers.
I still would have get in on that Savannah shit, man. I see a lot
1 year, man. 1 year, we gonna have to go. We just have to pack up and go.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people
snapping.
Yeah, that was down there.
Yeah, they was having a good time too, man. Mm-hmm. Need to hit Will up, chill Will, then set it up. Yeah. I know he was down there. I know he was down in the festivities. Oh yeah, he lived there too.
Yeah.
So I'm about to hit Will up next year. Be trying to try to set something up.
Word for sure.
Man, fall in, man. See who all want to go.
Oh yeah, man. Shit, had a lot of stuff going in the news. Well, not too much. News were kind of dry this week.
Yeah, you know,
we ain't had too much going on.
Yeah, there's a few things happen, man. A few things, you know. Like I said, a reporter in the field, he sent a few things through. You know, you got your Trump still rallying up the troops.
Yeah.
And the other news, Fannie and Mr. Wade,
yeah.
Gorilla Grip, One of them had to go. Mm-hmm. You know, for those who ain't been up on it.
Yeah.
The judge decided in that case with Fannie and them that one of them had to, you know, step back from the case, step off the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's gonna be Mr. Wade.
Yeah, he already
put his paperwork in and he stepped back.
Yeah.
So they can continue on with the case. See, they thought they was gonna get it thrown out because of some misconduct on their side.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, they was honest with what they had going on. I think if it was some bullshit, mm-hmm. if they was got out there start lying and denying shit, they'd have thrown the case out.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they try to snake them on the back end, but you know,
yeah,
Fannie played it cool.
Yes, she did.
And you know, they put what it was out there.
Where
judge made his ruling, you ain't off the fucking hook for stealing them damn election votes. you ain't off the hook yet. So
we're trying to damn steal votes anyway.
Yeah, but we're trying. Yeah, you try to muscle them votes down and you call the people on their phone.
Right.
And tell people to change them.
Right.
So Fannie back on his ass, bro. Now she mad.
Yeah.
You done put out there now.
Mm-hmm.
Now she double guns, bro. She coming, bro.
Yeah.
And if she is anything how she was giving them looks on that damn stand,
mm-hmm.
she's shitting. As we say in the country, shitting. She
damn sure had the angry black woman.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm coming after your ass.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. For sure.
Angry black woman on the way, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she ain't bullshitting. Nah, so,
not at all.
So the other, that was news of the week, man. You know, they try to, you know, tank the case by, you know, showing some misconduct and it backfired.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, man, shit about to be on. Shit about to get funny this summer.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man.
This is fireworks, man.
See what happens.
Political, man. Y'all better get up on y'all political shit, man, because, listen, man.
Political warfare out here.
What? It's about to be some damn bombs dropped in this political.
Yeah, I see Trump calling for bloodbaths.
Well, okay, so on that one, I'm going to have to give... They cut the tape off. He actually was talking about the auto industry.
Yeah,
they cut it up. But for him to use bloodbath was just bad taste anyway, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, use bloodbath and shit like, you know, if he don't get elected, you know, shit gonna go. These people gonna go fucking crazy. These damn RVs gonna crank back up and they gonna start running all over the damn place. Like,
mm-hmm.
bro, we put up with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better be careful about thinking y'all just gonna run over every goddamn thing.
That shit ain't gonna happen like it happened last time.
Hell no. People ready for your ass now. Marvies get to rolling. Somebody got something for your ass. All right, so, well, like saying, Charlie got something for your ass.
Yeah.
For your ass, I don't know.
Solar eclipse.
Yeah. We were talking about it yesterday, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got the solar eclipse coming up, y'all, for, you know, for people who, you know, once in a lifetime or twice in a lifetime type situation or whatever. The thing is with that, bro, and like I said, we definitely talking with some grown people shit now.
Mm-hmm.
They got they trying to get the National Guard involved with, you know, with a damn solar eclipse. Me being prior service, It's only a few times you bring out the National Guard and you mobilize them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And ain't nothing good about mobilizing. ain't nothing. They expected some wild shit to happen.
You got your solar eclipse glasses?
Nope. I ain't gonna even try to look at that shit, man. What they say, that shit go make you go blind or something?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Look directly at it.
I don't know how we gonna look over here in South Carolina with it, but
We won't see the totality of it over here in South Carolina.
What time of day is supposed to happen?
I don't even know.
I might be at work. Hell, I'm at work. I ain't gonna see it. I don't come out the building until time me to go home. I park my shit. I go in the building. I don't even play with it no more.
Yeah.
I don't come out the building. When I come out the building, I know I'm going home.
Yeah. I thought about something last night. They had some in the gas station for $2.99.
Those shits, keep on. Just like they got beside the Rhino Pill. This is how they damn stay hard.
It's right there on the counter. On the counter.
Beside them stiff nights. Yeah. Go ahead and put them shits on you want them. Yeah, go blind put them cheap shits on.
That would have had them. I said, I should buy me. Go ahead and buy me something now.
Go get you some blue blockers, man.
Blue blockers? They don't sell no blue blockers. Where can you find blue blockers at?
Amazon.
Amazon.
So you really tell me you ready to risk your sight on some $2.99 glasses from Habibi? Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, be like Stevie.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Scone, huh? Where you going, huh? Damn, man, you ain't want. Listen, man, don't play around with it, man. Don't play around with it, man. Like I said, I don't know if that's true, but I wouldn't risk my eyesight those $2.99 glasses at the gas station. Now that, I ain't going that damn far. You go to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
Go to the eye and get them damn glasses to when you get dilated.
Shit.
You might be all right. And them shit to save my life coming out of there.
That's the worst shit in the world, going to get dilated.
Bro,
I hate that shit.
I done had to do that shit at the VA.
Oh my God.
Columbia, bro. And I had to figure out how I'm gonna make it home. I had to sit there an hour or two trying to let my eyes clear up.
Oh my God.
And then you go out in the sun and be like, God damn. Go
ahead. I hate that shit.
Coming out 20, well, y'all better move. I gotta get home. Y'all better move out my damn way.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, man. That shit's rough, man. But those glasses would probably help.
You think so?
The ones they put up, the ones they give you going out the door.
Where Cardi B nipple came out. Yeah. Who had a better nipple, Janet or Cardi?
Cardi. Cardi B, man. Cardi B nipples right out the pack. Yeah, man. I watched it a few times. Cardi on something right now, man. She out here on live and she, you know, having a good time, man. She's enjoying herself. She got her new music out.
Is she gonna be on a Hot Girl Summer tour with her?
Yeah, probably. You know, that'd be a big tour if they was to get together though.
Mm-hmm.
Come to think about it, yeah. I don't know if they talking about it or what, but if they was to put, you know, it'd be a fucking great tour though.
What's that?
If they was to pull Cardi, May, Gorilla, I don't know if they could. Gorilla. You know, of course, it'd probably never happen. But and Lotto, if they just go like a just a one wave, we outside tour, man, that should be big, man. But you know, I don't think it could happen. I think it could happen, but you know, some people just have to.
You leave Sexy Red out. You leave like her.
Bro,
vocals.
Did you hit? I sent you the Rolling Loud shit, bro.
You like her vocals?
What the fuck was that? Scum, you seen that shit? That shit was terrible. God. Damn, Sexy Red? The fuck is you doing? You could have just let the music play. Just point the microphone to the crowd, man. Let them sing it.
Yeah.
Did you hear that shit?
Yeah, I heard it.
What was your scale of 1 to 10? What'd you get?
Sang it, baby. So I was like an old church lady.
Bro, I hope we could. I'm trying to post this shit to
the
to
her shit was
the,
trash.
Shit was terrible.
Her shit was
man.
Trash, but hey, man.
What the fuck? Come on, man.
Hey, listen.
Come on, man.
Sexy.
Come on, man.
She just got too excited, man, and she had a, and you know, she probably won't do it again.
That shit sound like a kill. Come on, man.
She back outside, though. Drop that baby.
That baby still sucking titty milk, and she back outside. She ain't waste no time.
No time.
Right with a pump. Pumping titty milk as she get ready to perform.
Think that baby will do something for her body, though? No.
I don't know, man. She turned around real quick. She ain't, what is it, like 6 weeks of heal up?
Yeah, like 6 weeks.
She ain't wait.
She can't wait.
She outside, bro.
She can't wait.
What?
Huh?
What?
Cause, man, she got to keep going while she hot. The shit will last for a little while.
You let that, like
15 minutes last, 15 minutes will last for a little while, man.
Like, Obi, let that air get up your ass.
You heard a button say, man. So she gotta ride that wave.
Man, buttons don't sign no contract. Buttons
she
don't
gotta ride that wave, man.
Buttons don't determine no fucking lifespan or no fucking career.
You can't be on down
one song.
You can't
right
be
now.
On maternity leave during the summer. There's two things as a woman you don't want to be pregnant during the summer and you don't want to be on maternity leave during the summer.
She would be fine, bro. No. She did a whole fucking video from the fucking hospital room.
Yeah.
Like that, we don't want to see that. That's too. Okay, bro, we don't want to see all that. You fine. Mm-hmm. You ain't going nowhere. You still got Drake pushing, you know, Rich Baby Daddy out. The song's still out. The other song you put out still out. Sit your ass down for 6 weeks, man. You won't be my old lady that late.
She probably died for 6 weeks, dog. It had to be about 6 weeks now.
Hell no, Scum. I don't think so, man. She ain't stopped. She been posting shit, doing shit, taking them damn loose the videos. She posts on Instagram constantly, bro. So she ain't really stopped, bro.
You follow on Instagram?
She showed up on my timeline.
Oh, I ain't see her. I don't follow her.
So I don't follow either, but she showed up on my timeline. And she showed up on Twitter too.
Yeah.
So when you know how Twitter is, if you search, because I think we were searching, we was talking about it, and I searched something on Twitter, and you know, now her shit pop up, so it populates for, you know, Twitter find your damn, what you be look up sometime. Anyway, cause I was looking at the Rolling Loud thing, and I was gonna see, I seen it to y'all through Twitter, I think.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you gotta sit down, man. I said, old people, don't let that air get up your ass, bro. That air get in your ass, you gonna have a bad time, though. You be in bad shape, and Mike said on the job, we in bad shape. We in bad shape, dog.
Damn. So she takes Sexy Red back outside too fast.
Too fast. Then when you get up and go to Rolling Loud and you put that kind of performance on tape, it's fucking horrible, bro. You ain't should have practiced. Should have got your shit together. You can't just get up there, man, and just shake ass and holler in the microphone every now and then. Mm-hmm. And then she tried to sing the song, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that Swizzle part. Sizzle?
Yeah.
That Sizzle part.
Mm-hmm.
No. Just let the music play and play with the crowd or something. But No, you can't be out there fucking up like that, man.
Can't be fucking up.
Just Rolling Loud, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's bunch of fucking people out there.
Where?
And you get and put that shit on tape. And you want to charge me $10,000 to come to my spot before? I got to pay you $10,000 for that? Or 20 or however much it is. Now, she probably up to 20. She probably up to 50 now. Who knows? But nah.
No.
Nope.
Just intimidate. Drop a tiny desk.
I saw a snippet of it. But I have not seen the actual Tiny Desk. I might check it out though. The snippet they put on there was the End of Time. I always like that song. That's a tough song by him. I might check it out. I saw a snippet of it on Twitter.
You was impressed with Jesus?
Yeah, I like Jesus. I like the fact that now, of course, he couldn't do every song. I think he should have did a few more songs. He didn't have a real good crowd. The crowd was young.
I think the energy was low. Too low for me.
His performance energy was too low the crowd? His. I think he was playing off the crowd a little bit. I don't see him being in the concert, he go hard. So when he on stage, he gives that. But I think the Tiny Desk was more supposed to be more of a smaller, you know, more you more focused on me and what I'm saying, as opposed to like me, you know, Snowman and out here and shit. So I can see what you're saying though. I just like the live beat. The only thing I like about the Tiny Desk a lot is the not only the words, because you can actually hear the words what they're saying in the song if you really like the song, but the fucking live band. You know you got to be on your shit to go. Jump on the live
that
band.
That part was hard. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be on your shit. Everybody can't stand, get up with a live band and be like, have a tone, you know, to tone in the live band like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll give respect to anybody who can go on that live band and.
The live band part of it, yeah, that shit's hard. I ain't gonna front on that part.
Yeah, but all them guys, man, all them guys.
You know, I like the songs he performed, but I thought the energy level was too low, because you know, damn, he can't. Then he followed behind Scarface.
But see, Scarface energy wasn't super high, but his delivery, you know, because I'm a Scarface fan. I'm a big Scarface fan, actually. So just to hear them, to hear some of them classes I ain't heard in a while. I just ain't been listening to for a little bit. Because he always was he always had words in his rap. It wasn't a bunch of mumble shit. Scarface anyway. And ain't no Chance going on, none of that bullshit. Scarface was rapping, bro. And I could
I like Scarface energy though.
You did?
I thought the songs he did was good, and I liked the stories he was giving, like behind the songs and give you some of the background of the song and shit like that, and how he was like getting into the beats and stuff like that. Also, sometimes he jumped in to help get the beat right on some of the songs.
Right.
So
I mean, I give respect to that though, man, because that everybody ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't gonna go live band now. Mm. You know, a lot of folks ain't gonna dive on that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't trust themselves enough to hit the right pitch with the right tone. You know, there's a lot to go in that shit. So I respect them, man. I respect them guys for doing that Tiny Desk. And then again, like you know, the energy, the crowd, I don't think it was a Jeezy crowd. It was too young. Mm. You had a bunch of me's in there. We'd been going off in that month, especially when Bottom of the Map came on. I'd have lost my shit when Bottom of the Map came on. Just like at the concert, Bottom of the Map, where I'm outside. I'm out here.
Yeah.
Just like when you lost it. Mm-hmm. I was looking at that the other day on my own.
What's that?
We went to the concert and they played Rich as Fuck.
Somebody got a video of that?
I got the fucking video. I mean, I don't have you necessarily cutting up.
Yeah.
But it just brought back the mirror of when we was there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
When we was there and then, you know, that shit took your soul out.
Yeah. Yeah. Later energy. Yeah.
So both of them guys, man. Juvie with Manny, because Manny had them going. Like I said, I like the Tiny Desk thing, man.
Yeah.
I like them guys who get up there and, you know, get a little personal with,
mm-hmm.
you know, with some of these songs.
Yeah, right.
Of course, you can't do every single song. It's only like 20 minutes, 30 minutes long, if that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do all your songs, but I don't have a problem with Jesus performing at all. At all. Like I said, I just saw him in December too, so I'm still on the high from that. Right. So Jesus put on a good show, man. Don't let nobody fool you.
Yeah.
Jesus puts on a damn good show.
BMF. Was BMF this past week?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Two Chainz and them boys, I know now the Tupac guy. Mm. I don't know if anybody, I don't want to ruin it for nobody. If you haven't seen the newest episode, just a little spoiler alert, they have a guy playing Tupac on there. Got a little small role. Nothing crazy, but just a little small role. And the guy, you know, the backlash from the real. Because the guy has no Tupac mannerism whatsoever. Only thing he had was a scarf tied around, damn bandana tied around the head, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
The rest of that shit was bootleg as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They could have done a whole lot better job with that.
Yeah.
Or just left that part out.
Where I feel.
But I'm watching it because, you know, I'm already started. I want to see how it ends. I saw where Power with Tyreek. Then this is it.
That's it for now.
Yeah, they getting canceled.
I see them. But what you got a full spinoff coming off, right?
Yeah, the Young Tom and Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, they the origins or some shit. Yeah. So they cutting off Tyreek now. So no more Monet.
Oh,
Monet Tejada.
That's disappointing.
They finna cut it off, bro. And then the guy, the dude that actually played Tyreek, the actor, I think it's Michael Rainey Jr. or something.
Mm-hmm.
He took to Instagram. He took to social media like shit. I ain't know he was canceled. He found out when everybody else fucking found out. And then 50 Cent hit him up. Got in there. So he
comment.
You need to answer your phone.
No, he did.
Yeah, you don't never answer your damn phone.
That was 50 Cent.
Yeah, that was 50 Cent. Yeah.
Shit.
So I don't know if this is all like some big play on thing they got going on, or this some real shit. But if the show is, you know, this, the reports of the show is getting canceled. So if y'all Ghost fans, you know, Tyreek fans, Ghost fans, you know, might want to. That's it.
Past season was it?
No, they got season four.
They got season four.
They got just the last season that coming up. When it comes on this time, once they go off, that's it.
Wow.
So once this season over, the actual series is over. So what happened, I don't know. Who knows? It's a lot, you know. But they ended it, man. So for the Ghost fans or Tyreek, you know, Tyreek fans, or they had to cut their water off.
Shit, what's up with all these damn Mary pictures be on the beach? Shit be all over your timeline on social media with it.
Who?
Mary J. Blige on the beach. All these Mary J. Blige on the beach photos.
Oh, you see them shit? I seen them shit. They got them dump truck cheeks.
Yeah.
I seen them, man. I said, damn. she got some old buns. She got her age. She got buns for her age.
Yeah.
She got buns for her age, man. They ain't photoshopped.
Mm-mm, not at all.
No, them shit's raw, like raw hot dogs.
Yeah.
They straight out the pack. Yeah. Damn, man. Now, I tell you who, though.
Who that?
That fucking Erykah Badu still got something going on.
Yeah. She's like, what, 51?
She showed some pics on, you know, she was on stage. God damn. Yeah, but she crazy as hell. Man, she crazy as hell, man.
Yeah, you gotta be a different nigga.
You gotta be a certain type of nigga to deal with that.
You gotta be a
3000. That's probably why Andre wearing them hip pants now, because of that. What she did to him in them rooms, man.
Yeah.
Probably wearing hip pants too.
Yeah.
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all, been playing a flute and shit.
Put out a whole flute album after getting with the L. Eric, but damn.
Yeah.
Keep that away from me.
Yeah.
I go flute. Well, y'all more come to my man camp playing a flute. Well, I never live that shit down. Damn. I ain't mad at him, though. I roll the dice.
You roll the dice?
I roll the dice. Man, you burned burn sage around my house and all kind of shit. Man, I went herbal on your ass. But I roll the dice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I roll the dice with Eric.
Yeah.
When trying to make him a wife.
Dad Prescott on an investigation.
I saw that. Is that a real thing though? I saw some reports, but I haven't verified it was real.
Yeah, the police are investigating a claim that Dak Prescott sexually assaulted a woman outside a strip club February 2017.
Damn. That 7 years ago?
Yeah.
They don't give a damn.
An extension of the Dallas Cowboys quarterback this week filed a $100 million lawsuit against his accuser, claiming she is behind an extortion plot.
So he countersued.
Yeah.
So he came out of the octopus arms, huh?
Yeah.
Can't go to strip club with octopus arms, man.
So the woman filed a complaint report on Tuesday, 7 years after alleged incident, saying the quarterback assaulted her in the back of an SUV in the parking lot of a strip club.
Damn. Wrong on the motherfucker, huh?
Yeah. Say Prescott stated in his lawsuit that attorneys for the accuser sent a letter to him in January demanding $100 million in exchange for her staying quiet about her accusations regarding an incident that allegedly took place in the parking lot at XTC Cabaret strip club. The woman's attorney said Prescott acknowledged being with the woman on the night in question. And it has also confirmed that the pair remain actionable all over time. So, I don't know what the fuck going on here.
I don't know either, man. That's a little while to wait, man, on her.
Yeah, she waited 7 years.
7 years.
I don't know, man. She'll maybe watching ESPN or NFL Network, see if Dak better get that $60 million.
Did that motherfucker right there.
Yeah. But her own lawyer say her and Dak been fucking pretty much
on the regular?
Pretty much, yeah, since 2017 they've been still fucking around over.
See, this the shit that gets me, man. And you know, I'm not trying to make no excuse for people who men or women, or I just say somebody who sexually assaults somebody. My thing is, if you got sexually assaulted or something done, why are you still continue on dealing with the person? mm-hmm. after the fact. And then if this, in this case, if they have been dealing since then, because mm-hmm. that about to get married now, right? Yeah, he engaged and just had a baby and engaged to the lady he with. No, so if somebody did something to you, bro, why you continue on dealing with that person? That's after the fact, man. Yeah. And then now you're saying,
yeah,
you know, I, you did something to me in 2017, or you did something foul, and I'm suing your ass now. Mm-hmm. But you continue on dealing, and I take that back to the Deshaun Watson situation. Y'all wouldn't even say he was doing all this wild shit. Y'all was giving him a song, but y'all, some of y'all went back mm-hmm. multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't. What did he do that was that bad for you to? But you went back. Like I'm. That's just part. Just puzzles me. That's all. It just puzzles me, man.
It don't for me.
What your thoughts?
Well, you know, I mean, like, I agree with you saying, but, you know, you can't understand. Well, I ain't gonna say I agree. When you were saying that, you can't understand why these women keep going back, or vice versa, wherever the sexual gender is, you know, when you be a sexual assault or whatever. But I think she had an end game here. I mean, ultimate goal here. And I think with that, because he just had a baby a few months ago, right?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
He about to marry.
Yeah, I think he engaged to the young lady too. So, if I ain't mistaken, he's engaged to her also.
And that, like you said, a woman has 7 years to say this nigga did something to be at the strip club with the fucking truck. But now,
mm-hmm. right,
your body, my shit ain't going the way I want it. Somebody else get the life that I crave to have. Okay, let me go ahead. Let me go this route.
Sabotage this.
Because this shit right. I try to go this route of winning this nigga over with my pussy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I lost that fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost that battle, but I'm going to win the war.
You struck out. I'm going to ruin his career. Right. I'm going to ruin his name. Know what put I mean? His name out here. Yeah. Put,
know what I mean?
Put our business out here.
That's my thing. That's what I'm trying to get at. Well, she down. She ain't satisfied with her position. So now she got to go to plan B.
I see what you're saying. I was cut it off before we got to that part. So I know we both know why. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It ain't hard to figure out here.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying, just for the sake of somebody did something to you,
right?
Why you continue on dealing with or dealing with this person if they did something foul to you,
right?
That's why I just cut it off. But I know I continue on with the conversation. Exactly what you saying?
Yeah,
your end game was to be.
Yeah.
You know,
you want to be the one with the baby.
You want to be the one with the baby, the hot, the, you know, the lifestyle, the one in the ring. Yeah, and then you ain't
want to be the one in the mansion.
Right. And it didn't happen for you that way. Yeah. And then now
you want to be at the games that would sit with the other Dallas Cowboy wives and girlfriends and shit.
Be on the boat with Jerry and them and all kind of
you
shit.
You want all that shit.
Yeah.
And you ain't getting it.
Yeah. And like you say, you've been, you know, supplying unlimited puss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over these years, and now you want your reparations.
Mm-hmm.
For all the damn work you were down
right
doing, and that was like, can't hire you.
Right.
So I get it, man. I get it. It kind of puts you in the mind of the Mariah Mills situation. Not so bad, so publicly.
I mean, it was almost.
Yeah, you. But yeah, not scale. So put. But shit, $100 million.
I mean, she ain't never accused the man of committing a crime.
She just got left. She just got left.
Yeah.
And now, you know, he ain't shit and this and that and the third. But she went publicly with it to attack this job.
Mm-hmm.
This woman didn't attack the NFL.
But this is different. But this is a different sport. Because ready he down mm-hmm. proving innocent or guilty, the NFL still could.
Can do something to him.
Sit your ass down for 6 games.
They sure can. Without even no proof of them doing something, they can sit your ass down. And Dallas cannot have this dude sit out.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. They can't. They cannot swing that.
But hell, you know, we already seen it at Dallas before, but Zeke got his ass sat down.
Zeke had to sit his ass down, and he ain't did nothing wrong. Well, he grabbed some titties. I wouldn't say he ain't did nothing wrong, but he
grabbed some titties or some shit, right?
Your conduct detrimental to the team or whatever, however they word this shit now, where you know, you a bad look for the NFL, we're going to sit your ass down.
Yeah, he grabbed some titties and shit.
He grabbed some tits.
Yeah.
Can't keep his octopus arms. Keep the fucking, leave them octopus arms home, man.
So
can't go to these fucking clubs, go around these women with these octopus arms.
I don't know what all Dak did to her in the SUV. But
that's another, yeah, well. I mean, shit. Well, I tell you what. This is gonna be a long fucking damn summer. It's gonna be a long summer for a lot of folks, bro. I'm telling you, man. Like my thing, it's just crazy how you could just come back years and years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years later and say, yeah, you did something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just gonna pick that shit up from right there.
Right.
And now I'm accused of some shit.
Right. Right.
What the fuck are we talking about here?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that shit just crazy, man. It's crazy how that shit can happen like that.
Right.
And you in some fucking hot water. Like, you in hot water. And this shit happened 20, 30 years ago, however long ago, you know, depending on whatever situation is, but it ain't like happened yesterday. It ain't happened this week. It ain't happened last week. This shit happened years. I don't fucking remember I don't remember being there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then now all of a sudden, you just say, I did something to you, and then the law picked that shit up and run with it from that point on. And now my life all fucked up.
Right.
Because you better.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, wow, man. That shit is crazy. This side is crazy when it comes to that. Like how easy it is to just blame people for shit that they ain't do. But my thing is, when you get caught lying, the same time that I would get for what you said I did to you, your ass should get for lying. That'll put a stop to a lot of this bullshit here.
That kind of someone though. So,
but I'm just saying, Jim.
Y'all like the Cardi B and what's the girl Tasha?
Right. Yeah, Zach. Zach say fuck that shit. All
right,
you gonna put my name in the mud. I'm gonna run your shit hot too.
Mm-hmm.
So your ass can be on the pole for a long time for that $100 million payback. Yeah, it can be 90. You still up there trying to climb that damn pole? Pay my damn debt off. Fuck my name up by here. I got something for your ass too. Okay. We gonna see who $100 million will come out on top. And I got the best lawyers.
Yeah.
You know Jerry gonna keep his boy clean now.
Yeah, for sure.
Jerry might write a check and this shit might go away.
You remember Jerry had that shit going with him.
Robert Kraft too got caught in that brothel.
Yeah,
I fucking left there. Hit the call. He did like Lou on fucking on on Raising Canaan.
Yeah,
Robert Crowell left hit calls on the way out. Damn thing, drunk, knocking people's side mirrors off on the way down the road. Drunk.
Yeah.
Left the brother with his shirt tangled up, buttons in the wrong spot. And this motherfucker ate it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yo, this shit's wild. Oh, you know, a little breaking news. You know, we were talking about yesterday, Fields got traded.
Yeah.
To the Steelers, man. That's wild. We were just talking about that shit yesterday, too. Like, I didn't see that coming. As soon as we left from over there, shit hit my phone. I said, damn. Yeah. I'm about to talk that nigga up out of there.
Fields out of there. Fields on. Shit. Oh man.
Yeah, my fantasy board. I'm gonna have to scramble my shit back up, man. I'll take my damn fantasy board down. I'm taking it down, man. Start back over. I'm just gonna start back over, man. Too much movement going on right now.
What you call it? Oh,
we ain't hit the draft yet, bro. We done had about 30 trades or some wild shit that went on. You know what I'm saying? I just gotta start from scratch, man.
Yeah. Then you get traded to I ain't gonna say Pittsburgh a shitty city, but
well, I don't know. Hey, listen, Pittsburgh. I don't know too much about y'all city.
Yeah.
I ain't never been there, so I can't really say what y'all got going on or what y'all don't have going on. I just feel bad for Russ. I feel bad. This the first time I really like feel bad for Russ, man.
Why?
Cause, bro, you get damn submarine down in fucking by the coach in Denver. Basically get submarine, my opinion. Dude, just submarine your fucking career, man. Bench you, berated you on the sideline, talked to you all kind of fucking way. You know, ain't had no respect for from the real go. He came in there talking shit to you about stuff you were doing. You go to Pittsburgh, will be a fresh start. They trade Kenny Pickett. Mm-hmm. They trade Pickett, right, to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Trade Pickett. Okay, Russ, this the team. We're going to give you two or three years, and then we know you're going to end of your career. We're going to bring somebody in. They're like a bridge, two-year bridge, three-year bridge quarterback. Mm-hmm. But you got the starting job.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go right out a couple weeks later and get a Justin Fields. This dude started last year.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want to bench him? Mm-hmm. And you're going to, you see what I'm saying? You're going to, why not just play Fields and because he's the younger guy here. Mm-hmm. This is what you want to build off of, right? I assume.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't think you bring Fields in here just to keep him 1 year, 2 years, and then release him. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Even though I know they ain't paying a lot of money for Russ, they're not paying a lot of money for Russ because, you know, Denver eating that contract. They're only paying $2 million for him. I get it.
Mm.
I just feel bad for Russ. Like, bro, just when you thought you had a clean slate, you ain't had to look over your shoulder, you ain't had to worry about, you could just play football. You ain't had to worry about, like, competing. And at this stage in your career, you a starter,
mm-hmm.
right? You ain't got to go and try to win your job at fucking 33 years old as a Super Bowl winning quarterback and so on, so on, so on. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You bringing this young guy here hungry. Know he want to play. He ain't going to just sit back and watch you and let you just take the fucking reins.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, Russ. Can't catch a break, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, now what if Fields beat you out? Now you on the bench. You think Russ Ego can handle that? Hell no.
Well, some people believe that Russ got what he deserved with Denver last year.
I can't agree with that.
Trying to say, you know, because we all heard the rumblings and the stories that came out about Russ wanted certain things to be in place with him.
Oh, to my gosh, his own office, parking space.
Yeah, and that kind of.
I get that. You know, I get
they
that.
Said that kind of.
Rub team that wrong a little bit.
Sean Payton came in with already this.
Okay. I see where you headed to.
This attitude that, hey, man, I need to crack the whip here. I need to give Russell humble pie.
Now, this is where I'm going to disagree with that part of it. I understand Russ not having an office in there. Mm-hmm. I completely understand. Kick your ass in the locker room with the rest of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
No problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
No problem at all. My thing is showing them up on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem, bro. That ain't the place to handle it. Not with your starting quarterback, bro. Mm-hmm. I ain't say you can't get on him and let him know he fucking up. But the way this dude was going after Russ on the sideline, like he was a kid or something, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was just, like he was a rookie, don't know shit. Mm-hmm. This dude is a bona fide player in this league, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like him as a person or not.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bona fide player in his league. He done prove he could play in his league. He didn't need, you don't, what you ain't finna do. All right, now I'm finna go straight up. What you ain't finna do, talk me all kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what you did before you got here.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna respect me, bro. I'm gonna respect you, you gonna respect me as a man. You're not gonna talk to me all kind of fucking ways.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna try to embarrass me in front of these other guys either. Mm-hmm. I could take criticism. It's a difference between criticism and fucking somebody trying to fucking embarrass you. It's a difference.
Mm.
That dude was embarrassing Russ. And it was just Russ. The rest of the team was fucking up too. Well, you wasn't on their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Who else the ass you was on?
I didn't see it.
I ain't see it either. You had the line wasn't blocking. Niggas wasn't catching the ball. Shit, all kind of shit was going on. You wasn't on their ass like that.
No.
You was on me on Sundays on the sideline so the whole fucking world can see.
Yeah, he ain't never do Drew Brees like that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my point. Mm. Now, I was getting to that point. He ain't never do Drew Brees like that. Mm. He ain't never berated him, belittled him in front of those guys. On the sidelines or not. You want to have a conversation about my play?
Mm.
We can have that conversation amongst us and the offensive coordinator. And we try to figure out a way to fix this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get on the podium talking about the quarterback fucked up. The quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you talking about me. You throwing me on the bus every time some shit go bad.
Yeah.
Nah, but you ain't throwing nobody else on the bus either. You ain't holding nobody else accountable like you on. Nah, we ain't finna do that. That's my problem with that situation. That's my problem. And he came in on that shit. From his first press conference, he thought he was already on Russ' ass. From Sean Payton's first press conference. But that's the same Sean Payton that was playing, that was paying players to hurt players. Paying for injuries.
Got suspended the whole year.
That's the same motherfucker who had a Hall of Fame quarterback all them years. You got one out the deal, luckily. Luckily, bro. And it because it wasn't because of you, Mr. Payton. It was because of your quarterback.
Payton a good coach, though.
No, he ain't.
Come over, he came front on Payton, man.
What has, okay, let me ask you this then. Outside of Drew Brees, right? What has he really done?
Now, he almost took that sorry ass team and Denver to the playoffs last year. They did get put out towards the end, though.
Okay. But Russ had.
It was shitty.
Now, out of all that shit, Russ had 27 touchdowns and I think maybe 9 or 10 picks. Right? Out of all that shit they had going on, motherfucker dropping the ball, Judy unhappy, he in and out the fucking game, blah, blah, blah. The running back situation, dude got hurt. All kind of shit was going on. Line ain't blocking what the fuck. And the only reason why you slipped in that far is because the Raiders fell off the map and the Chargers exploded. You slipped in on some, you know, because the other two teams in your conference.
They beat Kansas City too, though, right? Did they beat Kansas City this year?
Yeah. Why they won? Because of Russ. Because of plays Russ made. So I'm not giving Sean Payton all that, he all that shit. Because without Brees, what his record was? Did he do so well without Brees, without a Hall of Fame quarterback? How well did he really do? He got canned, didn't he?
Oh, Brees?
No, Payton.
Nah, he ain't get canned.
Or he could just retire.
He just quit.
He retired for the wheels, for the last of the two wheels fell off the back.
You remember they was trying to say that he was trying to do some kind of back channel deal for him to go to, he was supposed to go to the fucking Dolphins.
They were going
to
trade a quarterback?
He was supposed to go to the fucking Dolphins with fucking Brady, you remember?
Oh, yeah. That was some shit that was going on. Yeah, that's right. Some backyard, backwoods shit.
So that's shit.
Yeah, but fuck him. I don't like how he tried to play Russ like that. And I ain't no big Russ fan, but you wasn't on nobody else's ass like that, like you was on Russ.
Yeah, I know he got Herbert figured out, man. And this time, he going to Pittsburgh. They can get an Airbnb. Don't be spending no $25 million on houses no more, man.
Listen, Russ.
Quit taking Sierra to these shitty cities, yo.
And listen, if I was Russ, I'd say, hey, look here, baby. I'm going to go ahead and set y'all up in Atlanta because this is my last stop.
Don't do it.
Well, she from Atlanta.
Yeah, but don't do it. Future from Atlanta, too.
Future can't touch that. He done talked to, lame natives done talk himself out of that ass. He can forget about it. She four babies in and $300-400 million in. Future can't do shit for her. He can't do nothing with that. Nothing but hate. Yeah. Exactly what he's doing now. He can't do nothing but hate. So, Brown family.
Yeah.
Y'all help with these young babies. I finish out my career in Pittsburgh. It's too fucking cold to have these children up here anyway.
Where?
And then once these 2 years up, I'm coming to the house and we're gonna do our family thing. So that's how I would do it.
Where?
This would be the last stop for me. If I was Russ in his career and I had the career that he had, this would be my last stop. I'd fucking wrap it up after that. Hall of Fame or not.
I did see where Pittsburgh could sit back at the table with Russ at the end of the season. Like, no, work out
an extension or something. Yeah, give me 2 years extension like they did with Brady. Yeah. Give you 1 year, you come through. And like I said, Pittsburgh, they're in a tough division anyway. So they need solidify their quarterback position. And then you got you're going to have a coach who ain't going to fucking just belittle your ass all over the fucking place from the word go. All right.
Yeah, not Mike Tomlin, nah. He ain't gonna do that.
He ain't gonna show you up and throw you, you know, get you on the press conference, talk shit to these people about you and all kind of shit. Like, that shit wear on you, man. So, I think Russ gonna have a good year. I think have a decent year out there.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not saying they gonna win the division because you still got Burrow.
It could, because Pittsburgh got a good running game.
Yeah, the good running game, decent defense.
Yeah.
And some decent receivers. I mean, decent receivers. But they can play, you know, smash my football and we can slow the game down. But you still got Lamar, Burrow, and now Watson in your division. So I'm not saying Pittsburgh gonna win it, but shit, they was in the playoff last year with nobody.
And Jameis.
Goddamn, eat the W. God, I forgot all about eat the damn W. Gotta eat the W. Yeah, you got it. You gotta eat the W.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot about it. Famous Jameis. Crab leg Jameis.
Never know what Jameis, man.
Jameis was. I'm telling you, Sean Watson pull a hand screen. Well, get in there, Jameis. Jameis will give you 30 and 30.
Yeah.
30 interception, 30 touchdowns.
Jameis get you paid too.
Yeah, Jameis will get you paid now. He done got a lot of people paid. Bullshit. They don't talk shit about Jameis now.
Hell no. Nah.
Jameis got some people some checks.
Yeah, fucking right he did. Yeah,
he got some people. He got Chris Godwin a check. He got the Mike Evans' first
year.
Check.
The running back last year when he called his own play.
He called his own play. Yeah. Well, we gonna give you the ball. Well, we supposed to take a knee. Well, Jameis, we'll get your damn bonus, bro. I ain't mad with Jameis.
No, nah, not at all.
But Jameis say, look, you need one touchdown to get your damn bonus, bro. And coach wants to take a knee.
Yeah.
Jameis, he went to the huddle and said, what y'all want to do, guys? The guys went straight up. What's that football movie?
Any Given Sunday?
Any Given Sunday. Went down, Jamie Foxx on him. What his name was on there? what the quarterback name was?
Dennis Quaid? No.
Willie Beeman.
Yeah.
We had Willie Beeman on him, bro.
Yeah.
And shit, man, he called his own number.
Yeah.
That's why his ass is Cleveland now. Jameis, eat the W.
Eat the W, man.
Eat the W Jameis in Cleveland. Hey, man, shit. They know they got a good backup. I don't have a problem with Jameis, man.
Where?
He just, Jameis just be in his own world some damn time. But.
Well, what about Drake running around with Lotto's little sister, man?
Drake just being Drake, man.
Nah, Drake just being Drake,
man. What has Drake changed up about how he moving with these women?
So,
how people so surprised? Because it's Lotto's sister?
Because
it's Lotto's sister?
Age gap.
Oh, man. Hey, listen.
Was she like?
I don't know. I don't know.
She's 21.
She's only 21?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I thought she was old. Drake, I'm sorry, I thought she was old.
Drake 37.
Boy, he on the line. He's on the line, bro. He pushed that. You know how I say you push as far as you can go? He as far as he can go.
Yeah.
He neither, but see, Drake move in that jump. He lily pad. You know, he bullfrogging these women, man. He bow, 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 yeah. jumping. And then they using each other for the same thing.
Yeah.
Drake using her, she using Drake. She gonna have a clothing line, some kind of shit come out behind this after. Cause they gonna break up. They gonna split.
Yeah.
I mean, give them a couple months. Drake be on to something else. She move on to something else. But she'll have like some kind of something she can use for business wise, except just being Lotto's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. Mark my word.
So you know Drake, they say Drake referenced her in the song that came out for a bad song on Act 2, Day That Eight remix, right?
I heard that song too.
So it came out Friday.
It's a tough song.
So Drake says, how you get all that body and face though? What kind of water they serving in Clay Co.
In Clay County?
Mm-hmm. That's where she from.
Mm-hmm. So, that shit look her sister.
Yeah.
Lotto a bad motherfucker, bro.
But Drake got to lie in here, man. Drake got to grow up.
Grow up? Why? Because he ain't dating women's age? Yeah,
grow up, man.
Bro, just like, I put it like this. I'm not making no excuse for Drake. He moved, but he's moving how he been moving. Now, if he just all of a sudden left a 40-year-old woman and then start dealing with young women, I could say, yeah, you on some midlife crisis shit.
Drake like one of these Roblox predators, man.
Drake was doing what Drake was doing though, man. He been jumping from what he jumped up the line, he jumped down the line. I'm not making no excuse for him now. 21 is definitely definitely crib hopping, bro. Definitely in the crib.
Right. Man, come on, Drake.
You in the crib. I'm not making no excuse for this guy, man. Don't mistake what I'm saying for an excuse. Cause I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I mean, I didn't know she was 21, bro. I thought she was older than that. But Drake is doing, just like the ball player, the guy, yeah, Dre, the ball player.
Dre?
He, well, no, I ain't talking about Dre. I'm talking about, the mom of that basketball player. He rented out the stadium for.
Sure.
He rented out the Dodger Stadium for us. They could have a dinner at the stadium.
Oh, you talking about the fucking,
I can't think
the dude
of
that got beat up. The fucking, Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole, did he rent out the...
No, that wasn't Jordan. Drake did it first.
Drake did it with...
Drake did it first with the basketball player.
Yeah, that's true.
He did it first. Jordan Poole just beat his style. Mm-hmm. Jordan Poole tried to pull a Drake,
with the
too.
Ice Spice shit.
With the Ice Spice shit. Mm-hmm. And you see what happened with that. Mm-hmm. One date. Yeah. 500,000. Ain't heard from him no more, man. Dumbass. But anyway. Dumb. Drake was dumb too. He was dumb too for renting out the Dodger Stadium. But he, you know, he sure he's a he, listen. Drake moves like that, man. And I don't expect nothing less, bro. Now, I didn't see him and Lotto's sister being together. You know, I didn't see that one coming. But hey, man, Drake hop on a hot thing, bro, and he moves like that. I ain't making no excuse for him. It's just how the nigga move, man.
Wait, Charles, you know, Lotto fuck around with what's my man name? 21.
That's the rumor. Yeah,
yeah. So you know, Drake and 21 boys kind of tight.
But shit, damn. The room is also 21 married with youngins.
Shit, ain't
that's
21.
That's the room I heard. Like, bro, that's what I heard. man,
don't worry, man. Shit. You gotta talk about a lot this week, man.
Oh man, man.
You want to leave a scumbag tip of the week, man?
Yeah, I got a tip of the week, man. Yeah. My scumbag tip of the week goes out to people out here that you know don't like what Drake doing. I get it. I did not know that young lady was 21.
Yeah.
But like I said, Drake ain't breaking no patterns. He ain't always been doing. He jump on the hot models. They respond. Mm-hmm. Some of them don't. Some of them curb his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them coming out. Some of these young ladies coming out. Drake was in my DM, but I ain't fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That nigga don't care about getting a no. So, for all y'all that my definitely my tip is, if you don't like it, don't sign up for it. Cause he ain't making her go nowhere with him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't making nobody deal with him. He ain't forcing them to, I don't think. So, you know, Drake moving like a rich nigga move, man.
Mm-hmm.
He doing what the fuck he want to do, and as long as he's allowed to, he will. Now, if some scammer shit come on after this, we'll just have to wait and see. But he do need to stay out of damn. He do need to stay out of them damn cribs, though. Like, that's my tip to him. He needs to stay out of damn cribs, man. Leave them youngins alone.
Yeah.
But I can't tell a man what to do. Like, we can't tell Dre what to do. We don't like it. And morally, it don't look right. But we can't tell him what to do. So that's just my thing on. That's my take on that, man. What you got?
Shit, man, my damn scumbag tip of the week go to the fucking government, man. Leave daylight savings time alone. Shit, fucking up the whole world. The whole she planet getting fucked up.
She got everybody whack out of
everybody
whack.
Everybody out of whack, man.
Motherfucker, everybody got bag on their
ass. Write your congressman or your representative, let them know, man.
We just need one time in the world. Who told y'all to change it?
Put an hour back. Leave it alone. Word, man. Let them know how they can find you, Sly.
Hey, look, if y'all looking for me, man, you can find me at KStucky76. That's KStucky76 on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Get at me.
Where you also can find me on Twitter, Instagram at 40Fonz. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at the Scumbag Lounge. Also, don't forget to check out Street Hop Podcast that we're dropping on YouTube at Hearts of Streets Radio TV. Thank you to all this, thank you to all our fans, thank you to the Crux Media Group. Thank you to our co-host, won't bring her ass to work, fucking Charnay.
Charnay,
Scumbelina.
At Charnay _ J-E-I.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, y'all hear them tell her bring her ass to work.
Yeah. You know, you use all your time up
for the summer. Hey, we don't do FMLA.
Damn right, man. We out, yo.
All right, y'all.